You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the middle of the conversation between Yosef and Yehuda, there's a break. And suddenly starts Bash Vayigash. Vayashlav Yehuda, Vayomar, Yehadoni. Yehuda gives a whole demand against Yosef. It's the middle of the conversation. You know, Lahavdil Elif Alfi Avdolas. It's almost like in the middle of the drama, you stop in order to keep it interesting, right? Parshas Mikas ends, we end in the middle. We're leaving you in the middle of the suspense for next week. We'll get to next week, you'll hear the end of the story. That's not what the Torah works. That's not how the Torah works. Your mom is in the middle of the story. What's the shot that in the middle of the conversation you stop and you start a new parsha? We always mention this year specifically, how every parsha is minyucha for that week. Every parsha is unique, is divided, as the Chazal and Sefer HaZohar tell us, when Gavron brings in the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, every week is very unique and specific to that week. So why does Mikas belong to the year and Vayigash belongs to the year? How do we understand this? Can I add a little bit to this question that we mentioned in previous weeks, that Parshas Mikas is Yosef HaTzadik's Parsha, and that's why usually Parshas Mikas is in Chanukah, because Chanukah and Yosef HaTzadik have a lot to do in common. They're both the preservation of Yiddishkeit in the time of darkness. What's going on in Vayigash? Vayigash returned to a Yehudom. Vayigash from Yehudom. So why this turns from being a Yosef and stop being a Parsha Yosef over here? We're still in the middle of the conversation. Number one. Number two, which is part of the same, really, already beginning of the answer, is in Parshas Mikates, Yosef is a tough one. Yosef is the one going, and he's putting Yehuda on the spot. And he says, I'm going to take the one that's to be my slave. And Yehuda's begging and crying, please, please, don't let me go. Let me replace Binyamin. Suddenly, when starts Vayigash, the whole tone changes. Vayigash of Yehuda, Vayirin bi Adoni, Ha'icha b'abcha, says Rashi, Dipei to Koshois. Ki chamei kepari, I'm going to kill you and kill Pari as well. Suddenly Yehuda becomes a tough guy. Suddenly switches the whole attitude. What happened? Yosef was the one that was the shalit, he was the king, and everybody else is bowing down to him. And suddenly over here, Yehuda becomes such the whole tone of the conversation changes when we get over here to this basha. What's shot in this switch? And the tone switch, they're going here for Basha's Mikates, Teshbash Vayigash. Why does it change this way? Finally, the after of this week's parsha. What is the after? We know it's brought down Chazal, Mishabur brings it in the Hilchos Haftarah and Shabbos. Why did we relate after? Well, it wasn't a Torah. They used to have after. Many times when you look at the after, you get the understanding of what the parsha is about, because the ones who did it was very, very early generation. We're talking about in the time of Tanoim pashas. It was after. It was examined not to read the Torah. It said, instead of reading the Torah, what do they do? They read the after. What does it say in the after of Parshas Vayigash? Shmuel tells the Novi, you should take a stick that says on it, you have a chumash over here. You have a stick. You have a stick that says Yosef. You have a stick that says Yehuda. And you connect them together to be one. You put together. I mean, this is the subject of this Parsha. The Parsha was a Yosef who pretended he doesn't know his brothers. He could take anymore. He said to his brothers, it's me. And now they know each other. This is the Yosef and Yehuda. Remember, the Novi's talking about later in the generations. When the Malchus Yehuda and Yosef, they split. And now they have a war between them. You should know that this war will change. What does that have to do over here? What does that have to do over here? Really, this refers, this is the beginning of what we want to explain. To what Chazal tell us, my brother and Chazal, Tiber Zoyar, that we're talking about over here, Yosef and Yehuda. When Yehuda goes to speak in front of Yosef, Yehuda is, there's talking about here, Chazal bring a pasuk, that you have the two big melochim, the two representation of the big kings in the world, when Yehuda and Yosef are speaking to each other. The simple understanding brought down, we know that Am Yisrael itself will have two kings. We have Mashiach bin Yosef and Mashiach bin David. Mashiach bin David comes from Yehuda, Mashiach bin Yosef is comes from Yosef. So I have over here two lineages, two leaders that belong to Yosef and Yehuda, And this is represented by Yikas Shel Yehuda. In the beginning of this parasha, two melachim got to fight each other, and that's how the parasha starts. What's understanding all that? So we'll explain something we spoke about probably in past years, but it's just a good review to put everything together. And it really explains the understanding of what's going on. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, in a few places, but mainly in Sefer Tikkun HaShavim, explains that Yosef and Yehuda represent two different aspects of Amishah. Yosef represents the Pechina, which is called a Tzadik. And Yehuda represents the Pechina, which is called a Valchu. We know the Gemara tells us there's a discussion, what's greater, a Tzadik or Valchu? Do we say Tzadikim are greater because they never did a Chet? Or there's a level, there's two types. There's a tzaddik about tshuva. A tzaddik is someone who appears to be, he's always doing the right thing. About tshuva is someone who's bad, but is able to fix it, able to correct it. And there's a mile of age. The tzaddik never went the bad way. The about tshuva is the one who went the bad way, but is able to return it. And then there's something called the or she calls me tvecha chosh. There's a mile of the Ori coming to Chosha. Example to this, put down and we learn the Maseches Tainis. It says that you have Tzadikim, you have Yesharim. The Tzadikim have Oira, and the Yesharim have Simcha. It says the Tzadikim have Oira, they don't have Simcha. They have Oira, the Torah. But they're not in Simcha. Why they're not in Simcha? They always struggle with their to defeat the Yetzirah. The Yesharim are the ones that they, let's say, succumb to the Yetzirah, but were able to overcome it. They turn the bad into good. They have simcha. Simcha is when you have completion, you have shlemus. That's the difference between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef represents the tzaddik. You mentioned previous weeks, Yosef is the one who is going down to Mitzrayim in the time of darkness, and he's asked to stand and fight the challenges. And then when there's the biggest challenge, he sees he's able to connect Yaakov Avinu in the window, because that's his whole avodah. He's always connected. Yehuda, on the other hand, is the one who seems to be that he slipped. It was his tumor. He thought the tumor is his own, it was his tumor. And then she told him that he's on his own, Tzot Kamimeni. That's the Pechina of the Baal Shuvah, the Pechina of the Tzad. Just to add to that, what we mentioned a few weeks ago here, that really this belongs to the Bonim of Leo, connected to the Bonim of Roch. The Bonim of Roch are all Tzadikim. Yosef Tzadik, Binyamin Tzadik. Leo is what's called the Baal Tshuva. The outside appears bad, but you correct that. And that's what Yehuda represents more than anything else. So we have over here the two Pechinas. We have over here the Pechina of Yehuda, and we have over here the Pechina of Yosef. Yehuda is the Pechina of the Baal Tshuva, and Yosef is the Pechina of the Tzaddik. When we speak about the two Meshichim that we'll have to answer, the same idea comes about. Scroll down. That Mashiach ben Yosef, he will not, or Mashiach ben Yosef, what does he represent? Says, the Vilna Gaon says, that by Mashiach ben Yosef, there will be only Geulas Aguf, and not Geulas Nefesh. He's going to bring redemption, only physical redemption. You will save your body, not the soul. What's the point? Why we do that? So says, so what's the shot according to what we learned? Makes a lot of sense. Yosef a tzaddik. Yosef is a tzaddik. A tzaddik like Yosef is someone that if you did something wrong, it's gone. You're gone. I'm not fixing your wrong habits. So what if you're a tzaddik, everything is perfect in your ma'asim, but you're still in galus, I'm going to take you out of galus. But if your soul, so to speak, is a problem, Yosef is not taking care of that. Yosef is the tzaddik. In order to belong to Yosef, you have to be a tzaddik. Yehuda, on the other hand, is Mashiach ben David. The whole idea of Mashiach ben David is going to come. He's going to take all the chaitim and he's going to bring them to tshuva. He's going to return the world to perfection. He's going to do not only Geulas Saguf, but Geulas Sanefesh as well. Why? Because Yehuda is the Pechinas Baal Tshuva. What comes from Yehuda is taking the bad and turning to good. Pechinas Tzadik is overcoming the bad, but not taking the bad and overcoming the good. Taking the bad and turning into good. Two different chinas that we have. Yehuda is a lashon of hoid, of hoido. Hoido means even the bad is moid, yomisvad, to the good, because part of the good. Yosef was a tzaddik, takes a tzidkus, is gabrus, and is gabr over the other side. These are these two pchinas of Yosef and Yehuda. Now, so doesn't say that really the Sfasemis is the one who says it in different ways. Whenever we have pchinas and Am Yisrael, different things we talk about, every person not necessarily belongs to one more than another. Every person himself has some things, he's a little bit of a tzaddik. He overcomes the challenges, able to withstand the big nisyonis. And some things he's about Shuvah, he falls and has to fix it. And Am Yisrael, you have both pchinas together. But the one who represents the pchina of a tzaddik is Yosef. The one who represents the Baal Shuvah is Yehuda. But the big key of lost in love is that at the end of the day, we need both. We do need both. It's not enough one without the other. We'll start with Yosef. Yosef is Mashiach ben Yosef. What happens to Mashiach ben Yosef? Mashiach ben Yosef dies. Meis ba'avayus. Why does he die? Because being a Mashiach ben Yosef, b'chinas atzadik atzidkos, it's not good enough. Because at the end of the day, ain't tzaddik asher yaseh tov v'lo yecheh. If you have to rely only on your deeds, the world cannot sustain that. There's no such thing. Even when it says, Jemetu be'et yoshenachosh, as four, the Gemara says, Metu be'et yoshenachosh, you really there were tzaddik and didn't deserve to die. The way the Sifri Hasidus explain, it's not that they are, didn't deserve to die at all, but they had a bad. Their mindset are perfect. But at the end of the day, even when your mindset are perfect, it's impossible to be a human being who has perfection. Etosh Nochash means, because the Nochash, Ramban tells us, put into the Adam bad. It's engraved in us. We have a little bit bad. There's never going to be perfection of good. So if you have to rely on Tzidkus only, it doesn't work. You must combine the Baal Tshuva. But in the end of the day, the Baal Tshuva is also not enough. Because the Baal Tshuva needs to come back to that pchina of a yid who never goes away. You have to go back to that called Pintel Yid that never goes away. This, by the way, has to do a lot. We just ended Chanukah. And Chanukah, we know, is the, as we mentioned, is the meat of Yosef. Because Chanukah means that even though after all the Timus Hashmani, you get all the Tumor and all the bad and all the Shmutz, at the end of the day, you find the Pach of Kohen Godol. Nobody touched. So right down the Pach Kohen Godol is the thing every Yid has inside him, a Pach Kohen Godol, who's never touched. He has the Pintel Yid. The Shema Shasata Bi, Tehoyri, Star. That is never touched. In order, in the end of the day, Chanukah is the last Chag, before comes Mashiach. So when Yisrael says, Chanukah is not Shal Chinuch. It's Mechanechos for what? We're preparing for what? For Mashiach. What's the last chag that we have? The chag that we are discussing and celebrating the Pintel Yid that we have. The little fire that always remains. That's Chanukah. Meaning, at the end of the day, in order to get to Mashiach, you need to have that Pchino. Yisrael always has the Gdusha. Yisrael is always going to be connected. Regardless, he's always as a Pchino Tzadik in that Yisrael. The whole reason about Tshuva works is because even, that's what Tzadik says in several places, even in the dark is a dark. Even when a person is in the Bechoshech, he still has something in him, he's a tzaddik. I feel with Shai Shibayim Meleim Mitzvahs Kerivoy. There's also, by the way, with Yishloi Nams in the Afyayimim. Chayim Ma'agil, it says Chayim Ma'agil, he slept for 70 years. Shundik story. He slept for 70, he said, can someone sleep for 70 years? They made him sleep for 70 years. And then he woke up and he saw someone who planted a tree, a carob tree. He saw his grandson eating from it 70 years later. So the Mephoshim bring, what's the pshat? Pshat is that he thought, how can a person waste his life 70 years? A person in Russia, 70 years doesn't do anything. So they tell him, you should know, even the biggest Russia has something that he leaves for his Olam Haba, for his children. He does some mitzvahs, some tayro. Every year he has something. Every year he has the purity that never goes away. Has that tzidkus doesn't go away. That's the only way you can be a Baal Tshuva. Because the only way to get Baal Tshuva is that you return. What's Tshuva mean? Tshuva means Loshon Loshuv, to go back to where? In the deepest sense, to go back to that original state where you never left. Neshama shesach b'toyer. So, b'chinas ba'al tshuva is a b'china that needs tzidkus, because without tzidkus you can't ba'al tshuva, cannot work. And tzaddik on his own, taking a tzaddik on his own without any tshuva, doesn't work because ain't tzaddik shesach b'toyer. Kivyachal ha'adam, if you have to say it in a cute way, every Jew, he has a nekuda, which is pure, pure good. That will never go away. That's the candle that always stays. And he has a nekuda, which is pure, pure bad. That's the etzara, etyosh l'nachash. And you cannot take away. There's no such thing as an Adam who's 100% good. So you have something bad, the only way to correct that is Baal Shul. You have something good, without that you can't correct anything else. You need to have the combination of a tzaddik and a Baal Shul. You need to have a combination of Yosef and Yehuda. You need to have a combination of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Only when you have both, then you really can get to the Gula to full redemption. So you may live. Now that we understand this, we understand these are the two prachimas that we're talking about, the combination of the two things. So now we can understand the following. Yosef, it represents the prachimas tzaddik. Yehuda represents the prachimas baal teshuva. Each one on his own is not enough. You need to have a combination of both. If you really something very interesting, this is basically a hemshech, a continuation, an extension of what we're saying. What is the pool of a tzaddik? A tzaddik is a doer. He always has to do. He's running after. He's accomplishing. He's running. He's trying to achieve. He's trying to overcome the challenges. The baal teshuva is something who's more passive. What does baal teshuva do? Baal teshuva, he falls into the cracks of the chet. He falls. Now he has to correct it. His maisa comes as a passive. Once something happens to him, now he tries to overcome it. By definition, what true means he allowed something to happen, now he needs to come after to correct. He reacts to something. He doesn't proact. A tzaddik is a proaction. A baal teshuva is a reaction. Let's go use a little bit of a lashon of Kabbalah just to show what we're holding. A tzaddik is the b'chino, the midah called yisoid. Yisoid is the mashpia, yisoid oilo. The baal teshuva is a b'chino, which is called malchus, which means someone who brings everything, the malchus Hashem, takes everything and receives the hashpah from above. Yosef is mashpia, Yehuda is the mekabel, kivyoch. That's one way to look at it. In Parshas Miketz, that's very much fitting. Yosef is proactive. He's running after their brothers. He's magen alilus. He's giving ideas. We'll take away Shimon. We'll take this. We'll plant the becher into the sack of Binyamin. Yehuda he's reacting. Very medieval thing like of this, we find the Ramban. The Ramban says that when they came back from Mitzrayim, so right away, Yaakov says, you can't go back. So that's after Binyamin. You can't go back. Reuben says, hey, to kill my two sons. Reuben and this Pchina is right now both proactive. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Says Yaakov, it's not going to work. Yehuda waits. It's brought down in the Ramban, where Ramban looks a little different than Rashi. The Yehuda and Reuben suggested to Yaakov the same thing. They both suggested we will take care of the Olam Haba. But Reuben did it in the wrong time. Reuben was a little bit too much proactive. They just came back. There's enough food right now. So Yaakov says, you're not going back. Once there's no food, they're getting hungry again. What should we do? Now Yehuda jumps in and says, okay, you want me? I'll take care of it. So Yehuda is reacting to the situation. The situation is happening to him, and immediately he reacts. That's what Shul usually does. You get the Pasha Vayigash, switches around. Suddenly Yehuda, Vayigash, I love Yehuda, Vayayim, Vayadini. Yehuda now is the proactive. He's starting it. He says, you don't do what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to start a war. I'm going to kill Paro. I'm going to kill you. I am going to be the doer over here. And in a sense, Yosef becomes the reactor. He's reacting to what Yehuda says. He says, I'll do it. Says Yosef, okay? So now, so to speak, it's done to him. Yehuda's telling him this, and now Yosef, Lechol Yisapek, now he says, I'm your brother. It needs to be done to him. And in other words, Yehuda's noitel, Pelach of Yosef. He's being the action as Yosef. Yosef is taking the Pelech of Yehuda. He's being reactive. That's the ultimate goal. Yosef, the whole negotiation, debate, dialogue between Yosef and Yehuda is all to bring that achdus of Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef needs Yehuda, Yehuda needs Yosef. Yosef needs to become a Yehuda, and Yehuda needs to become a Yosef in order to have the full fruition of Am Yisrael. One without the other doesn't work. How do you make that a Yosef needs Yehuda, he becomes also Yehuda? How does Yehuda become a Yosef? He becomes a Shtigl Yosef as well. When each one takes the other one, then they both combine. That's the whole thing. Yosef didn't say right away to the brothers, I'm your brother. Yosef waits because he's waiting for them to take his avodah, and that's how he can combine. You know, the whole Ma'aseh Avos and Labanim, the whole set of Bereishis, that tells us what's going to happen to Am Yisrael. So you're going through the generations, we have your fight between the brothers, but he has to come to the full achdus where each one takes the part out of the other. And you got Shal Yehuda, now it switches. Now the Yehuda became Yosef. Yosef became Yehuda. Now you have the revelation. Now they combine together. So the melee, that's the switch of the passion. We didn't stop in the middle. We had two different subjects. Subject number one was Yosef is the active, Yehuda is the reactive. That's Pasha Vikings. Pasha Vikings would change. It's a new Pasha. It's a new subject. That's why it changes over here. That's the reason that and that's exactly the point that Yehuda changed his whole attitude. He used to be very, you know, lack of a better term, he used to be like the lemon. They told him, no, please. Suddenly he becomes Takif. That's the whole point. And what's the Haftarah of the expansion? The Haftarah of this expansion is the Navi takes a Makil, which is Yosef. He takes a Makil, which is Yehuda. And he combines them to Echad, the Yehuda. Come on. This is the whole essence of the Pasha. So after we're supposed to switch the Pasha. Why is that the essence of the Pasha? Because that's the Vigash of Yehuda. You have two Melachim fighting each other, but they combine to be one. The two different opposing sides of Am Yisrael become one. That's when you have the Gula Shlema. That's when you have the Achdus of Am Yisrael. When you have the Yosef and Yehuda become one, that's exactly the after. The Makkel of Yosef and Yehuda become one. Here we have the full Achdus. That's exactly the Mahal Pasha. That's the whole purpose of the Pasha. So as we're getting close to Achris HaYamim, where he says, Ikras HaMashicha, so we start seeing combinations in Am Yisrael. Used to be, they have different sects. They have people that are Litvaks, people are Hasidim. They have people are learning, people are davening. So these things are combining together to become one. Because the whole Ma'alach of Am Yisrael is to take every different factor of Am Yisrael, combining to be Echad V'yod Echad. And that's how you get the Geula Shleimo, Meir B'Yameinu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.